What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Times.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? And Daniel Acevedo.
Let's go, guys.
There it is. So continue to tune in. So Monday and Tuesday are topics, Wednesday discussion, Thursdays ask a CISSP. This week will be Chelsea Pierre, so you will have already seen it. And then we have another one coming up the following week. And I think there's going to be a break. I'm going to line some more people up. It looks like people kind of are tiptoeing around the calendar around summertime. And I don't blame you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I need a break too. But no, it's been great. I've been blessed all year. We went from having a handful earlier on in the podcast life to like this year, it's been booming. We've had somebody on almost every week since January. So I feel blessed. I'm grateful people want to be on the show. And I just want as many people to absorb the content as possible. So now we have articles. We have a newsletter. It has over 1,100 people. We have the articles on Medium. I'm trying to find some other places to put these things. I'm just trying to find out how to mindfully repurpose the content so people can get to it and then share it with their friends and what have you. So I just wanted to be worth these people's times, worth our times. So definitely continue to tune in. So without further ado, give it to Shannon. How was your week?
It was a slow intake week, man. I started watching this TV show. I don't think they're airing it right now, but I have Hulu Live, right? I think it's on Hulu. I was watching it, but called The Irrational. Okay. And I saw the guy in it. It's the guy that was, he was the dad on the Flash TV series, Ivy's dad. Jesse Martin, I think, is the guy's name. So I saw him and I was like, oh, I know this guy. Like, I like him. You know what I mean? But he's got a show called The Irrational. And he's a professor of behavioral science. And
he goes out. I was going to say, that's something to math.
Yeah. Behavioral science. So, like, he knows people's behavior and how they're going to act and help solve crimes with the FBI, which the FBI agent he deals with is his ex-wife. Yes, it's an interesting concept. It has its ups and downs. I'm only like four episodes into it, but I'm going to give it a shot. But like I said, yeah, I see the air dates on it, and it stopped airing in February, I think it was, for the last episode they have on there. So I think they got their one season. I don't know if it's been picked up again or anything, but I'm going to give it a shot. And look, I'm an old soul. So that was the new thing I watched. But as an old soul, I started watching Matlock. I don't know if you guys ever watched
Matlock. I'm a Matlock fan.
I'm an old soul, man. Like, I love my Columbos, my Murder, She Wrote, my Matlocks, all that stuff. Like, so
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason. And the thing is, like, HBO Max is redoing Perry Mason. They got like a young Perry Mason.
So I jumped into the first couple episodes. And I was like, I really like this. But then, because of COVID, I was like, are they going to continue it? So I backed off. I don't want to get into it. And then you just cancel it.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Mindhunter? That's like kind of like the apex of like, yeah, that's so good. Oh, God. Yeah. So bring it back for a season.
You know what's crazy with Mindhunter? I think they canceled it. I think he only had two seasons.
The director doesn't want to do anymore. He wants to do other projects. He's pretty, I forgot his name. He's pretty well known. So he's just.
Was it Chase? Switched. Was it Planet of the Sopranos? David Chase.
No. Okay. I'm killing his name. I can't remember it, but he's really good. So he decided to do two seasons. There's a huge like forum to bring back another season, but he's not gonna do it.
The thing is, I didn't like the second season as much as the first season.
No, the first season was good. The second one was a little shaky.
Yeah. But no, I did. I watched Mindhunter, yeah, for sure. That's a good series. But and the thing is, I want to know how true it is, because it is supposed to be the startup of that division of the FBI. I want to see how much theater, how much licensing to reality on it. I'm just curious. But, and I think that about all things, right? Like when it comes to like war movies and stuff like that, they're supposed to be based on history. I think the same thing. And I don't really watch any that are based on true life events, because I'm like, you're going to Hollywood it up. And I don't like that. You know what I mean? It's just something with me. You know what I mean? But I watch fictional stuff all day. Tomorrow War, I'll watch that all day, right? Because it hasn't happened. You know what I mean? But it might. But it just hasn't yet, you know what I'm saying? But no, that's pretty much it for me. I was watching The Irrational. Oh, I did start watching another show. It was Lopez versus Lopez. So George Lopez. I like George Lopez. I used to watch the old George Lopez show. He's got another one, though, that's like semi-autobiographical. So I don't know if you guys are aware of his story, but like he got divorced like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that. And his daughter was like holding. They didn't talk for a little while. So apparently she came out with a TikTok. Some type of social media video or something explaining how she didn't have a good relationship with him and whatnot. And it sparked this show. Like, and there's some fictional stuff in it. Like, he's a contractor, he's not a comedian, but he's still George Lopez. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, he's George. So, and the daughter is actually his daughter in real life who was playing his daughter in the show.
So, oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It has its ups and downs. Like, my wife and I were watching it, and she was like, I don't know if this is going to get a second season. I was like, I can kind of see that, because like the stuff he had from his first TV show years ago, like, we loved it, you know, but it doesn't hold as well in this day and age. But it's Netflix. I'm watching it on Netflix. So you know how Netflix is, Ryan. You're like, hey, if they don't like it, if it's not doing good enough.
Yeah, it could even be doing okay. Yeah. Or like, get better than okay. They'd be like, nope. Now, that probably has something to do with budgets. They're probably like, we could just put more money into this thing or something. Yeah. Like, it has to be something. Because, like, they'll take hits and be like, nope, we're done with that. You play more.
But it's crazy. It seems like they're pumping out a new one every week, though, man. Like, every time I go on Netflix, which isn't that often, admittedly, it's not that often, it seems like there's something new that's a Netflix production. And I'm just like...
Because they're trying to recreate the Bird Box, man. Like, the Bird Box was a hit. What was another one? There was like, man, Netflix is killing it. There was another Squid Game.
Squid Games. Yeah, they've had a bunch of bangers like throughout the last couple of years. But I think that shotgun
and you know, like whatever actually hits, they'll take that and go with it.
Yeah, but they slowed down their IP. They're just like, because of just COVID finished and people going back to work, they kinda like, now we have to kind of think about a little bit more what we're actually releasing. So that's fine.
Right. But no, that's what I'm saying. So Perry Mason, okay.
Well, I'm just saying Max has one as a newer one.
Yeah, if Columbo pops up, may I watch it? Murder She Wrote?
They always think they're fooling Columbo, man. That's the thing. Like, he knows it in the beginning, and then, like, at the end, they're like, I got away with it. And he's like, oh, one more thing. You know what I mean? And that's where he gets him, right? It's like, go ahead and put these cuffs on. You know what I mean? Columbo be getting them, man. But that was pretty much it for me, man. Like, I didn't watch anything else. There's those couple new shows, Irrational. Lopez versus Lopez, and then Matlock. And like, even if I'm doing something, like if I'm on the computer doing something, like I'll have Matlock playing in the background.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Just there. That was it for me. What about you, Daniel? How was your week, man?
It's good. It was really good. So I want to do some breaking news, but I'm going to hold off just one more week. I'm not trying to tease anybody. Just there's a couple things I need to wait for. But actually, thank you to all the viewers. Last weekend, I was struggling, so I was really quiet during this episode. I was really sick. But what's the good thing that came out of being sick is that my wife, you know, let me rest in the bed for like all of Sunday, and my kid did too. So I caught up on all the shows I've been wanting to watch. So like, I binged X-Men 97, Invincible, Fallout. I watched all of it, and man, the hype is real. Like, all the shows were amazing. Like, I enjoyed it thoroughly. So Fallout, man, I used to play Fallout. I'm not the biggest Fallout player.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. It's just so expansive. So you kind of get lost. I always would like get to the end of the game. I was really overpowered, but I just never really finished it. But it's really interesting to see how they took an environment like that, which is a sandbox open world, and gave it a linear story. Yeah. And then right by the environment, the world building, it is, you know, a little gorier than I expected. But man, it is. It's a 10/10 fire thrower. It's a banger. I highly recommend it. X-Men 97 hit all the nostalgic feels.
Yeah.
But has an adult spin on it, which is like, it's kind of crazy. I didn't realize they were going to show. It's got some kind of like weird element to it also. Some kind of like funky, like witch sci-fi fantasy.
They're getting into like, that side of the Marvel, which we haven't really touched on yet. Like the Blade, I think, will jump in there. Like the Doctor Strange did a lot, but it didn't really hit. That movie didn't really hit. Like, I'd never watched it again, actually, after I watched it the first time.
Yeah.
X-Men is not fearful of it at all.
No, it's kind of crazy. It's like an adult version of, it's like, so for the people in our generation, it just like, it's perfect. It's teed up for us to just like slam it in. What was the other one I said? Oh, Invincible, man. And I guess it's a theme here. Like, Fallout was kind of gory, and I forgot how gory Invincible could be. So it's like I'm watching a cartoon. I'm like, oh man, this is a little rough at times. But man, Invincible as a comic book and the storyline, it's so well done and it's so enjoyable to watch. That, you know, I'm not a big comic book nerd. I never really gotten into the written part of it. I think I'm gonna kind of like diverge into that a little bit more now, especially since I like watch a lot of anime and I read manga a lot too. That, you know, I should give some of the US based content a fair share. So I definitely will read up on Invincible because it's really enjoyable to watch. Besides that, I made the plunge. I haven't been a PS5 person in a long time. I went to Xbox a long time ago, but between Helldivers 2 and Final Fantasy 7, kind of like all over my social media feed, yeah, I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm just gonna do one for me. I bought it. And I started playing through Final Fantasy VII, and it's just, I think this is the week of nostalgia, because man, just hearing that, the theme music, it just brought me back to like when I was like a young teen, and then like all the conversations I would have with my friends at the time about Final Fantasy VII, and it just looked so beautiful. And I watched a video recap the first day for Rebirth, and I just like looking at all the polygons of Final Fantasy VII at time. I love that game so much. I was like, man, this is hard to look at. I can't believe I was so into this game at the moment. It's like watching stick figures instead of watching TV. And now watching the videos that come out, it's just beautiful. But it's like you say, chef's kiss. This game is, you know, it really, really is good. I haven't played an RPG in a really long time, so I'm enjoying, like, you know, the 30 minutes here or there that I get to play it. I'm not being a dad with my daughter. So that's all I got for this week. What do you got going on, Ryan?
Somewhat a lot of content. So I went and saw Civil War, convinced my wife to go, let's go see War. I didn't do it for me. Like, so here's the thing. It's an A24 film. I like their films. Like, I was watching the trailer for all the stuff they have coming up. Some of it was a little weird, but some of it was like, okay, I can get down with that. The movie does a lot of things right. Like, it's very much they get the setting right. They get I think the actor's pretty good. Kristen Dunst, she does okay. She's just very monotone, very you know, like, she doesn't emote a lot, but it's perfect for this character.
Is it Kirsten Dunst or Kristen Stewart?
I found
Kirsten Dunst.
No, it's Dunst.
It's the
little vampire Spider-Man from Interview with the really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so she's the one of the leads, and they have a cast of characters, and you know, it's basically a road trip through the Civil War that's going to transpire in the near future is what they're going for. She's a war correspondent, so she's been to other countries, and like, she has flashbacks, and she shows like her taking the picture of the thing, like a man being burnt alive. Like, it's pretty graphic. They try to be objective, and that's where it falls apart for me. Like, they hint at some of the stuff. Like, you see maps and glimpses of, like, what states are going up against the U.S. And they kind of talk about in passing some of the transgressions, some of the crimes that the current president has done. It's the dude's name's Oberman. He's a comic, but he plays, like, a serious role in this one, being president. He was in The Last of Us as well. He played a character in The Last of Us. And I can't remember. He's a comic though. I can't remember what show he's on. It could be over. I could be wrong. But I've seen him before. I've seen him as a comedian. But he's been playing a lot of serious characters. He's been killing it. Like, comedians are just really good at playing dramas. It's just something about I guess just their thoughts or whatever to get in those characters. But they never really break it down because they don't want to choose a side. And you just see all of this crazy stuff. Like, you got Americans killing Americans. You got dudes in full battle rattle versus dudes who just have on vests and Hawaiian shirts, right? They're the resistance, basically. And you never quite pick a side because you don't know who is right and who is wrong, and they do that on purpose. I think that's where it falls apart. I think if they had been more of a linear story of saying, like, these are the bad guys and why, or just gave up more information, because you I don't want to give anything away, but you hear about certain things, you're like, that's a war crime. And then you hear about other things, you're like, maybe they're being aggressive because of political sake, right? And then there's humor in there, dark humor in there as well. And it's very graphic. So it's very graphic, it's very gory. I liked all that stuff. The sound is amazing. Like the sound of rounds will actually make you jump. It could be because I
Was it PTSD? Well, I remember
as well, though. Okay. So I was like, okay, it's not just me. But like, it sounds so good. Like it has weight to it. It sounded like real rounds bouncing off of stuff. So you're like, man, they're doing a really good job with this. And it's shown from the perspective of like, this is what you see in other countries, but it's here in the U.S. So they do a real good job of setting the scene, but they never get into the lore enough for me.
That's where it falls apart. I think I'm glad I did it that way because I want to watch it as well, but you're... feedback is kind of like my other buddy that watched it. He felt the same way. He's like, it's not what I was expecting, but he's like, it's still a good movie. I was really worried about this movie coming out in the U.S. because,
oh, right, yeah,
you know,
I would take it and be like, yeah.
Oh, no, people will take it. So I'm glad, you know, it hasn't caught fire and there hasn't been a buzz about it in the way I expected because I don't want people running on the street shooting up right now. Like, that's always my worry. Like,
it's very objective, but it's too objective for me.
Yeah. No, I was worried Civil War by A24 coming out 2024, Civil War real life coming 2025. That's what my worry was. Like, we were going to have some civil unrest for real. But yeah, because there's some people, you know, be out here, they're still fighting the old Civil War and they talk about it like it happened yesterday and it happened hundreds of years ago. Like, no generation here to deal with this kind of stuff, right? So,
but it's
Offerman. Nick Offerman is the president. He's Ron
Offerman. Parks there it is.
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, Parks and Rec. There it is. Yeah, he's not in a lot, but he does a really good job. Like he's really good at drama. I'm gonna give that man his credit.
So he did the Last of Us thing. And now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he killed that. That wasn't even in the story. Yeah. That's just something they added on to add another extra episode. But everybody liked it so much, and they did such a good job at it. It was like sensationalization.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good at what he does. But yeah, he's not in it nearly enough. But all the characters they do choose, they all do a really good job. And again, it's shot from like what we see, like when they went into Iraq the first time, when they went in the second time, like all that stuff you see, that war correspondent stuff, is from that perspective, but it's in the States. We're just like, oh, this is, you know, DC, this is North Carolina. Like it's like I just can't really explain it. It's like it's missing. It has everything except for a soul. It's like, it's such a good job, but you just missed this little thing for me. Anyway, but again, like sound quality, oh man. And then there's one character that's been in all the trailers. He's in full OCPs, but he has the red glasses on. I forget that actor's name, but I like him in everything he does. He's a really good actor. And he steals the show. When a scene comes up, you're just like, man, this is crazy. Like the tension is palpable. There it is. The tension is palpable. Like you're just like, yo, what is going to happen? Like, why? Like, what side is he on? He's not wearing any patches, so you don't know if he's like part of the, I think they call him DFW, the Western Front or whatever, or DWF or whatever, the Western Front versus the US. Like that scene was like chef's kiss amazing, but the rest of it, not so much for me. But I would recommend, like, if it's something you really want to see, I'm not trying to discourage you from seeing it, but you could wait to stream if you have a really good sound system. Cause that sound was amazing. Like what the dude was, there's a scene with a sniper and like, you're just like, the tension is mounting and then you hear the pop and the sonic boom and then the ricochet. He's like, ah, make you jump. He's like, oh, really good movie. From that perspective, like very good sound design, very good wardrobe. Like they nail everything except for, like I said, like it just feels like if they had given a little bit more weight or a little bit more, if they had dug a little bit more into the narrative, like it just explained to me what he did. What did the U.S. do to these states? Like the U.S. government, what did they do to these states to cause this to erupt the way it did? That would have been great. So I watched that. Not really a lot on the TV front. I did cancel my Hulu and upgrade my Disney. So now, Shannon, I have, because we talked about this, Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. For $10 cheaper than I was paying for Disney Plus and Hulu alone. So there's that bonus. I get that whole extra thing. I'm never going to really use ESPN Plus, probably.
Well, you never,
like maybe football season.
You never know, because like some of the articles they have that are ESPN Plus, like when you log into them and read them, you're like, man, that's that's a good article. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, you never know. Yeah. And like, I don't do it often enough either, because like, I'll do it and it's under my wife's email and she'll be like, "Hey, did you do this?" Like, she's cautious about emails and just right. show up like, "Hey, you logged this." Yep. So she's like, "Hey, did you do this?" I said, "Yeah, I read an article. That was me." You know what I mean? So
right, yeah. right. So yeah, I did it. But what the downside is, so because I did it through the Disney Plus app, I canceled my Hulu. I did it through the Disney Plus app to upgrade. I can access Hulu through Disney Plus, but it loses a lot of the search features and what have you that would be in the regular Hulu app, because they have not released that yet. So every time I try to log into the Hulu app with my credentials from Disney Plus, it's like, "Do you want to resubscribe?" "No, I already got this." So I think I have to wait for the timeout. I think I have to wait for, because you know how you prepay? I think I have to wait for that date to expire, and then it'll let me back in Hulu.
Yeah.
But right now it's kind of annoying. So, because last night I was trying to find a scary movie, and like, it's just like, "Here's all our movies." I'm like, no, I want you to narrow it down. Like, you don't get those categories and stuff like that through the Disney Plus app. But we watched, because I don't want to watch a horror flick. So we watched The Nun 2. So I watched The Nun when it came out a long time ago. And it was actually pretty good. I was like, okay, I kind of like this. So it was between that and Stephen King's The Boogeyman. I was like, "I want to watch a horror flick. Which one do I want to watch?" So we narrowed it down to let's figure out what's going on with this Nun series. Not bad. It's actually really good.
Yeah, yeah, I can't watch them. Mama, I'm a huge baby. I say that.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah.
I'm too weak.
I watched it with the kids. Like my oldest son, he was like, "This is whack," and he left. But he didn't get to it, because it was the part where they're building up the tension, right?
Yeah.
Like for him, he's like, "Burn. All about the action." And then when the action popped off, he wasn't in the room.
I'm with Junior on that, man. Like, stop. You can wrap up or you can build up in like 10 minutes. Let's get to it after that, right?
Right. This is like 30 minutes in. He was like, "Nah, I'm out." Because this is like an hour and 40 minute movie. It's pretty long, but I really enjoyed it. I hopefully they continue it. Like, the first one, you knew there was going to be a sequel. This one actually has an ending. So, but it's a movie about demons. So they can always bring them back.
always.
There's an infinite supply of demons, apparently. Ask Constantine, right. He'll tell you.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, you know, they want to do a Constantine 2.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that, though.
I don't know.
I mean, I know how they can, but he's easier to kill now. You know what I'm saying, right? Is that the way the first one ended? Like, I don't know.
It's a comic book series. They'll figure it out. They got a bunch of content.
But he wants to come back. He's like, I want to do a sequel to that movie. So I mean, if Keanu wants to do it, like, just start writing it.
I'll watch it.
And make it. Yeah.
He can do whatever. I'll just watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
I like him too much. Yeah.
I think he's gonna start pivoting. So because you know he's in the new Sonic movie coming out, the third Sonic movie, which are not bad, by the way. Like, if you got kids and you want to watch it, like, it's surprisingly good. Kids movie. The first one was funny. The second one hilarious. So I can only imagine the third one's gonna be off chain.
Both of them were good. Yeah. I noticed on. Was it Paramount? They got a Knuckles series now.
So they got big names. Like Idris Elba is Knuckles, and he got his own TV series. Yeah.
He was Knuckles in the movie, though.
Yeah, he was Knuckles in the movie.
Yeah.
And now Keanu is going to be Shadow, the Black Sonic, basically.
Okay.
I'm down for it. I'm going to go watch it with the kids. I'm going to take them to go see it. Because it's pretty humorous, and they make it, because it's hard to make anything Sonic related, because it's such an outrageous character, right? It just doesn't make any sense. But they do a pretty good job of making it make sense in that world. So I would watch it again. It's not a Mario Brothers. It's not Fallout or The Last of Us. Don't get me wrong. It's not the Mario movie, but it's good enough for me to go check it out. And then I played Final Fantasy VII, played Helldivers. I added you on PS5. So he's in there. I gotta scrub that. Like, PS5's taken over by my sons. They got randos. So many random people. I'm just like, who are these people? They play X, like, they each have an Xbox in their room. They play PC. I'm gonna have to be like, you're off of the PS5. You're done here. These random people ask me to play Helldivers. I don't know you.
Did you play Helldivers with you?
But yeah, just playing Helldivers 2. I ranked up level 18 now, so I get the Quasar Cannon, I want to say, so I can knock down bot drops with my super, super futuristic rocket launcher, basically. And then just playing Rebirth. I got about 25 hours in Rebirth now.
Nice.
So it loving it. Like that game's great. I'm playing place more today. When I should be producing this episode, I'm making I'm probably gonna make sure Monday is ready to go, and I'm gonna play Final Fantasy VII. That's gonna be my day today.
Good plan.
Maybe put it on the grill. But yeah, just chilling. Junior's trying to get me to watch Bleach with him. Bleach is an anime from, I want to say, early 2000s.
Yes. Yeah.
Too many episodes, but he told me he's got the timeline down. He knows he's only going to show me the good ones, no filler.
No filler.
So I started watching last night, way too late. Like it was done, so it was like 11 o'clock. Knocked out. So right, I only think I watched one episode. I was gone. So we'll see if he'll allow me to watch with him today, because I was knocked out. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I'm not trying to do anything crazy this upcoming week. Just trying to make sure I get these episodes out. Work is work, and enjoying my new team and what have you, and just trying to make sure, adding value and all that good stuff. Knock these episodes out, do my posts, and then play some Final Fantasy VII. That's no, and then watch Rebel Moon 2. I gotta get that in.
I should watch both of those. The first one good? I haven't watched that one
Yes,
yet.
for you like the first one?
I would.
I thought the first one. I think it feels like now that both of them are out, it'll be more complete because the first one just ends. You're just like, what? That's it? Like when it gets to the good part, it ends. It's just like, yep.
Yeah,
and like
no, because there's a lot of that filler.
It's a lot of build
up. They're setting up
Yeah.
the story. They're doing the build up to set it up to where I've heard the second one, like, it's bang, bang, shoot them up a lot more. And I'm like, all right, that's what I'm down for. Like, give me
Did you
that.
guys, did you guys watch Dune? Did you guys watch Dune?
I didn't.
I watched the first one. I didn't watch the second one.
Dune, the first one, I didn't know how to feel about it. It was still good. A little slower.
Yeah.
I don't think
It was
Shannon will like
very
it.
slow. Yeah, very slow.
Dune 2, though. Oof.
Yeah,
Let me
so they
tell
build
you.
up the war. I heard 2 is off the chain.
I had little expectation for it because the first one wasn't that great, and I didn't watch any of like the trailers or anything like that. So I was like, you know what? It was like a lot of hype around. I was like, I'll go watch it. Man, did it deliver! Dune 2, I enjoyed it a lot. I'm not the biggest. What's his name? The main actor,
I think about
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah,
Chalamet.
he's good. After that movie, I'm a huge fan. I'm just like, whatever. I'll watch Willy Wonka, whatever you're in. I'm just gonna watch now. Like
I forgot he's Willy Wonka. Yeah.
He kills it. He's like 15 out of 10. The kid, yeah, he fucking shines in that movie. I can definitely go watch it.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out. I should probably watch because I watched the first one in theaters and I was like, it sounded great. It's for epic, but it was so boring.
Yeah, it was
Again,
slow.
it's just building up. It's like, here are all the people. Here's what's going on. This is why we're about to wage war. And then it's like, and we're done here.
Caveat though,
yeah, yeah, that was it. Yeah, so I'll probably check it out. I don't know if I'll see it in theaters because I gotta convince somebody to go with me. I don't like doing theater by myself. Like, if I'm gonna spend all this money, at least bring one other person with me. Theater is not cheap.
Aren't you a Cinemark Rewards member?
I am not. I keep saying like I don't go to the movies enough, and then I go to the movies.
Okay. Right. Or Fandango or
So
something, man.
I should be,
Yeah.
yeah. Because it like Deadpool when Wolverine and Deadpool
Did you see that
drops,
latest trailer?
amazing.
No, I try not to watch it because I like want to get surprised when I go. I'm gonna go watch it. Like if I'm gonna go watch a movie, I don't watch a trailer because I know I'm gonna go see it. So I don't want anything to get ruined.
I was hyped before, and now I'm real hyped. But
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch any more after this. No more trailers after this
This second
one.
trailer was off the chain. I was just like, oh,
Really?
and like it confirmed something for me that I saw in the first one. I was like, I know who did that to him. Like,
Oh,
there's a
okay.
point where he's like rolling, like he went through a wall and rolling. I was like, I know who did
Yeah.
that. You know what I mean? And it kind of confirms it in the second one. And I'm like, all right, but okay. Then if you're gonna see it anyway, Daniel, don't see the trailer. But the trailer's
No, no, no. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. It's a rumor for me, see?
Yeah.
There's a method to my madness. Like I know I'm gonna watch the movie no matter what. So.
I think that there'll be a lot of weight on this one. Not only because Marvel has been falling off or whatever, but I think they're gonna use
Yeah.
it to do a lot to the next phase of the series. Is this my guess, right? Like because of his character's able to do like he breaks the fourth wall, right? So I think he's gonna be able to do a lot to fix these past couple boring phases. Like
Right.
he'll inject some life into it, and I think he's going to do some soft reboots.
And the thing is, like, I don't want a lot of fourth wall breaking, and I realize that's his thing. Like, even when you read the comic books, like, he's talking to you from the pain in the
Yeah.
comic book. But, like, in the second one, I thought it was too much. It seemed like every 5 minutes he's fourth wall breaking. I'm like, ah, it's too much. I know that's your thing, but that's too much to do it with. But yeah, this one is definitely Like, they're definitely going to do some resetting. And here's the thing. Disney now, like, I can remember the first time I logged on and it gave me that mature material thing because they were bringing in all the Netflix stuff to Disney Plus. Like, they have no problem doing rated R stuff now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be a thing for them. So.
Yeah. I hope it does because it's the world's more fun when Marvel is relevant, right? Like, and I enjoy that stuff. It's like the stuff I grew up with. So hopefully it fixes a lot of stuff. It's been a poo-poo shoot these last couple of years for Marvel stuff. It's been rough, man. I haven't watched a lot of their last IP. I haven't watched any of the movies. Like, from the others to, like, Marvel Girl, like, the last Marvel.
Marvel, we like, off. Like, the Eternals was not that great, like you said.
Eternals,
Marvel was just okay. The Marvels was just okay. It was better than okay, but it pales in comparison to pre-Snap, right? So they need to bring us back to that type of, like, I care again. It's going to be hard. So we'll see. We'll see what Deadpool and Wolverine can do.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but I think even if it doesn't conclude the way I think it's going to conclude with the hopefully fixing some stuff, it'll just be the best one they've released in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years since the Snap.
So it's a low bar. Very low bar.
it will definitely be the best one they've released in the past 5 years. So I'm excited for that. I'm going to try to... I won't be able to make it opening weekend because I'll be coming off of vacation. So I'll watch it the next week. So hopefully it doesn't get spoiled for me. But it is what it is.
It's probably still going to be packed the next weekend.
Oh, yeah. And they need that. They need that because like these movies aren't... breaking enough over the $1 billion mark.
They need more money.
So,
and this one's under the Marvel Studios banner. This isn't Fox or any of the other ones that they acquired. This is Marvel Studios.
Like, this is Marvel's. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see what the future holds. Really excited for that one. And like I said, I'm going to try to get in Rebel Moon 2 before we talk next time. I'm still playing the same games. Like, I'm downloading other stuff, like as it comes into the Xbox Game Pass and the PSN Extreme or whatever I got. I don't even know what I have. Whatever that thing is. But I'm not playing any of them because I just keep coming back to the experience, which shows that hey, they got a long tail. I'm happy. I'm doing my thing. So we'll see what the future holds. Again, continue to tune into all the things, The Other Side of the Firewall, The Other Side of the FW, or Ask a CISSP. In your search bar, it'll bring you to something of ours. But the YouTube channel, great place, is where all of our shorts, our videos, our audio goes. You can also, there's posts. Nobody ever comments on the posts, but I'm going to keep putting them up until one day people comment on them. And then the articles for every episode and the newsletter. So every week on Fridays, I drop a newsletter right to your inbox. They have over 1,100 subscribers, and we'll continue to grow that. Hopefully that feeds into the YouTube to get us to 500 and eventually 1,000 so we can provide you more things through the podcast. So continue to share us with your nerdy friends. Find us on all the websites. You can find me personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Ask a CISSP on TikTok, which I haven't been posting to, but I might as well get it in the next 12 months. See if I get a TikTok check before they shutter. And where can they find you, Daniel?
Just find me on LinkedIn for now until I build some other socials for this purpose. But yeah, reach out to me. Let's network. Let me help you however I can.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.